USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Trump is telling a New Hampshire crowd he needs one more indictment and, in his words, the election is over.
You get indicted for nothing. Can you imagine a guy? Let's indict my opponent. This becomes a third world country.
A D.C. judge this week is weighing whether to issue a protective order limiting what Trump can say about his election interference case. A group of Democratic congressional representatives visiting the southern border on Tuesday, they wanted to put eyes on that so-called floating border wall. Congressman Joaquin Castro wants the Biden administration to end all cooperation between the Border Patrol and Texas's Operation Lone Star.
At least until ongoing investigations can be completed into human and civil rights violations.
Credit card balances in the U.S. have hit $1 trillion for the first time ever.
The New York Federal Reserve is reporting that total credit card debt jumped by $45 billion from April through June. Bankrate senior analyst Ted Rossman.
Early in the pandemic, there was this big groundswell of people paying down credit card debt. Well, since then, balances are up 34%. High inflation, high interest rates, more people carrying more debt.
Fed researchers said inflation and higher levels of consumption contributed to the rise in balances. Meanwhile, total household debt also grew to a record of over $17 trillion. I'm John Schaefer.
President Biden's taking action to protect nearly 1 million acres around the Grand Canyon.
First time I saw the Grand Canyon, as I stood there and looked out, a phrase came to mind. It was instinctive. I said, this is God's cathedral.
During a visit to Arizona Tuesday, Biden designated the area a national monument. The move protects land sacred to Native Americans in the region and permanently bans new uranium mining. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAVEL for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAVEL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAVEL for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
ESPN is launching ESPN Bet with Penn Entertainment. It'll be a branded sports book for U.S. fans. Penn Entertainment is rebranding its current sports book and will relaunch this fall in the 16 states where it's legalized. An ESPN statement says it aims to give fans the ability to place bets with less friction. The southernmost portion of the U.S.-Mexico border wall is being torn down.
The section of border wall that extends into the Pacific Ocean and runs through the binational garden called Friendship Park began the demolition and replacement process. Parts of the wall have been standing for over 50 years and are showing signs of corrosion and deterioration. After years of delays from the pandemic, renovations began Friday, and photographers worked quickly to document the extensive murals on the Mexico side of the wall that express thoughts on U.S.-Mexico immigration. I'm John Fink.
Massachusetts Democratic governors declared a state of emergency to deal with the state's growing immigrant crisis. Governor Mara Healey made an urgent formal appeal to the White House, calling the problem a federal crisis of inaction. Police in Miami are recovering dozens of cars that were sunk in a lake. The Miami-Dade Police Department says divers were dispatched to Doral Lake.
We're not going to discard the possibility of some type of fraud that can also could occur and other some type of foul plays like a homicide.
So far, it's believed they were stolen. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6 and